I left the New York Times, and I started writing pieces for magazines, and then long books, beginning with The Kingdom and the Power. And this is where Willie Morris comes in. The Kingdom and the Power is a book about the New York Times.
I read it many years ago. It's a great book.
It's about, so I don't have to introduce it. But it was a book that, when I proposed it to a publisher, there was no enthusiasm for this idea, because in those days, now we're talking about, you know, we're talking about 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
In 1965, I left the Times. I want to write about that awareness I had of the paper and the family and the characters, etc.
Right.
Nobody in the book publishing industry thought it was a story, because they said that you know, who wants to read about journalism? There was no such thing as a media book, though. Even the word media wasn't even the language.
Right.
So this would be the first of the media books, but at that time, way back in 1966, 67, when I was thinking of doing this, there was no attention paid to the media and no interest in this book, except by one guy who gave me an advance, a total advance of $10,000. This was a man who was with a company called World, WORLD, and he read the New York Times a lot. And he's the only guy that gave me any money.
Mm-hmm.
So I started writing this book, and it took me 4 years. I ran out of money after I wrote about half of it in final form. I showed it around, and gave it to my publisher, but they still wouldn't give me any more money, and I couldn't finish the book because I ran out of money. And I ran out of money in 1968, or 1969, I think it was. I had a daughter and in 1964, and I had more expenses than I could deal with, and I couldn't finish the book. And I went to Willie Morris, who was then, I don't know, what are the years he's the editor of Harper's?
It's late 60s, early 70s. It's in Linton,
well,
in Linton Week's,
like,
piece.
1969, 1970, he was right up there then, top of his career, as I recall. And I showed him part of the book, and he liked it enough to give me $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
He published two excerpts that allowed me, he took what I'd written and published them in Harper's. One was the lead piece, and the other followed the next month. I'm
mm-hmm.
guessing when I say 1970, but I think it was 1970 or 1906, somewhere in there. And only because of the money that Morris gave me was I able to finish the book, which became a big best-selling book, became
mm-hmm.
The Power, and guys like you later on would read it.
Right.
But if Morris hadn't put up that funds that gave me the money to finish it, you never would have read it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you always hear about what he did for Mailer and Styron and Halberstam and all those people that knew him really well.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know me that well. He only knew me through Halberstam.
Right.
David Halberstam and I were very close friends during our New York Times years,
mm-hmm.
and after, when Halberstam quit to work for Harper's a little bit and the books that would follow.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get from Halberstam the introduction, to which I am grateful on many counts, and not the least being the generosity of Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunately able to express a year or so ago in North Carolina, while a guest of Winston Groom's house, Willie Morris was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Willie about a year or so ago at Winston Groom's, and I was able to tell him that, and we had a little seminar that Groom oversaw with students in that area of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, essentially what I said to you. So, you know, a guy like me who, that book launched me. That book, Kingdom of the Power, I'd written a couple little books before that didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very much on the margin in terms of money. But that book gave me the money to do other books. And it was really that important two-part series, each 5,000, a total of 10,000 guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
that in 1970, if I'm not incorrect about this, turned my whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like 19, you know, it's the 30 years almost since then. But I wouldn't have ever done anything else, probably, if I'd not done that book. I don't know what I would have done, because it turned my life around. It made me able to support myself as a full-time writer.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have probably had to look for a job on magazines or do something else.
Right.
If I could even. So that's my story with Mars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that book, The King and the Power, which is still in print as a paperback, launched the media books.
Right.
All the books that later on would be about the Washington Post or about journalism or figures in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, there wasn't much about the world of journalism except biographies, for example, by such writers as W.A. Swanberg, who wrote a book on Joseph Pulitzer, and he wrote a book about William Randolph Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
There were books, biographies of people.
Historical, yeah.
And of course, histories of the New York Times had been published more or less under the auspices of the paper.
Right.
But mine was the first that was outside the authorized biography or authorized institutional book.
Mm-hmm.
And Morris, Willie Morris, who I think probably had some, I'm guessing, because I think he respected me as a working writer, but I also don't ever dismiss my Alabama years as having some connection with his true Southern background.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was kind of like I got a scholarship to the South.
Right.
And now I've kept, you know, I'm not Mississippi, I'm more Alabama in my sentiments, but I certainly know the South and keep going back to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think...
So you can get a paragraph or two out of that, but it is certainly affected among the many lives. Mailer's first Pulitzer Prize, it really bailed Mailer out as a novelist. It was in nonfiction through
mm-hmm.
the pages of Mars that Mailer's Steps of the Pentagon revived his career.
Right.
And so Mars has been a great force in the future of other people.
Right. Hmm. Okay.
So use that any way you want.
Great. Well, actually, I think maybe I'm going to play a similar role with this magazine, because that's there hasn't been a publication in the South. I broke into the Southern magazine in the late 80s that the Arkansas Writers Project put out. And I was planning on becoming a regular contributor. It was the only venue around, and to do the kind of stuff I like to do. I mean, you can Southern Living, forget it, right? I mean,
yeah.
So there's not another publication doing it. And then Time Inc. bought it out and killed it, and that's sort of been stuck in my craw ever since. I'm about to finish a PhD here teaching journalism,
mm-hmm.
and I've, you know, kicked around the newspaper business in the South. But I just decided the only way to do this is to create your own publication.
Yeah.
And you can do it with the web. It's, you know, it's not, you know,
right.
You don't have $20 million.
You ought to get something on the web. There's a, I have a website there under Gates Elise. You can look it up.
Okay.
And there's something in there referring to something you ought to read. It's a book where I write about the South. I mean, I have a book out that's like a textbook for writers.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Literature of Reality. It's co-authored with a woman who's an English professor at the University of Northern Iowa named Barbara Lounsbury.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Lounsbury, on the website, writes a long thing about me. But she makes reference to this book called The Literature of Reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collection of various writers, including some stuff that I wrote and my notions about nonfiction. But in the introduction, I give a kind of preview of the book I'm working on now, dealing with my Alabama years. There's a
mm-hmm.
lot about Alabama in there.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to look it up, and you could lift some of it.
Okay.
And maybe you ought to get that book.
Okay.
Because it's a great journalism book. That and Fame and Obscurity, both of them are in that website. You can find out what the title is, where they're... It's a paperback.
Okay.
You ought to look that up.